Hi, I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO here at Western Health. Welcome to the COVID catch-ups. These are sessions where I get to catch up with small groups of staff from across Western Health in a slightly different way to normal. We ask some questions, we have some fun, answer some questions, and hopefully just have a good conversation. Today, we're doing another COVID catch-up session with members of staff from lower ground floor. It's West Williamstown. I almost forgot where I was there. So it's nice to escape from Footscray and get out and about and see a different campus, which has been a while. Today from the ward, we've got Melanie, we got Frank, and we've got Carol. Say hello, guys.
Hello. Hello.
So the aim of the catch-up today is really to have a conversation, have some fun. I'll ask you some questions. If you're feeling really brave, you can throw some back. Some of your colleagues have, some haven't. So, you know, happy to go either way. But so there's no right or wrong answers. It's just a chat to have a conversation and hopefully we'll have some fun. To start with, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for the huge amount of work that you guys have been doing in what is some slightly challenging times and a bit unique for probably most of us. We've probably never worked through a pandemic of this nature before. And we've seen a huge amount of change in relatively short order. But it's a huge credit to you, your colleagues that are not here, but the whole staff at Western Health about how much people have lifted to still provide the best care to our patients. So on behalf of the exec and the organisation, I'd like to thank you for continuing to come back to work every day and do your jobs. But also from our community, you look to us for that support. So it's a huge effort that you've lifted to do that. And as I say, it's greatly appreciated. I'm sure you've seen from a lot of the posts in social media worlds and the news, etc. So we're going to kick off. We'll start with some easy questions. And yeah, Mel looks terrified. So we'll throw to Frank first. So Frank, how has this pandemic affected your work at Western or on the ward as a pharmacist?
We have implemented in the department staff segregation. We are trying to minimise how much movement there is between our dispensary and the wards. As a result, I've gone from being a pharmacy staff on the ward to kind of almost become part of the team on WACU almost 90% of the time,
yeah,
as opposed to, say, 60% of the time. Mm-hmm. So I've found myself on the ward a lot more than I would normally have been before the pandemic. So
yeah.
I've also taken on some extra duties as our technicians try to stay to the pharmacy as much as possible.
And have you enjoyed that sort of change in focus, I guess, and role?
I have actually, yeah. There's been extra work in some aspects. I now do more of the other technician kind of roles, like replacing medicines on the shelves and all that kind of stuff. On the other hand, I've been able to probably work a lot closer with the multidisciplinary team because I'm on the ward all the time and I'm much closer to the team.
I suppose that's quite rewarding in that sense.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. And Carol, yourself?
Yes, before I was across Sunshine and Williamstown campus, so now I'm just at Williamstown. So I've really enjoyed that bit. I mean, obviously it's got less travel time, but I've got to spend more time on the Williamstown wards. I've discovered there's a Williamstown hospital that I didn't know existed.
There you go. The secrets are out. You've found them all.
So I've really enjoyed it. I think just being on the ward when things are happening and changing it and being part of it, that more in with the part of the team, it's been really good. I've found it really rewarding.
Oh, excellent. And Mel, finally yourself, Num, the leader of the ward team, how's it been for you?
It's been really, really interesting and just trying to lead a team where you're still having to segregate from each other but still try and maintain that team morale. It's been really good having more people on the ward, like Carol having her support, also like with Frank being on the ward, seeing him do medical rounds and things like that has been good.
So some positives out of what have been sort of unique situations, I guess.
It has been. We're sort of learning more about each other as staff as well. We're finding some really interesting facts about, personally.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we'll stick with you, Mel, because it sort of leads on to the next question, which is about kind of, you know, it has been pretty tough and people have been, probably very anxious because of the unknown. Have you managed to lift spirits or have a bit of a sort of, still have the same kind of atmosphere amongst colleagues at this time? And I know, you're a famous baker and generally that in the past it's been done through food and that might still be the case, but have you managed to keep that morale and find some light moments in amongst, the tension?
I would say that just communicating with all the staff, whether it's through text messages, also emails as well, and just keeping them updated with what's been going on. We are a very food orientated ward.
Most wards are.
Yes. And we've got our savoury and sweets, which had stopped for a bit because of cross infection and things like that after checking with infection prevention. But just even the thought that people have put in, there are staff that were not able to buy certain groceries, so someone would see it at a shop while they were doing shopping. So it was just really looking out for each other, and then coming into work and having flour on my desk or yeast, or and then someone else getting something
else. Is that a
hand feeder
to bake something for them?
It is. But it was, really good. And just being open, I think the communication from exec and being included in the DOS meetings, that has been really powerful, because staff really, even though here at Willy sometimes you do feel a bit excluded, being at DOS and then to share that with all your team across the multidisciplinary team was really, really positive, and people appreciated knowing what was going on.
Okay, cool. Carol, yourself, as part of having fun, you know, finding some secret parts of Williamstown you didn't know was here, what else have you been doing to lift spirits? And
Oh, I think the Wellness Hub has been really good. We were the last one to come on board with that, so that's been good. But even before that, you sort of realise that it impacts people outside of this work. Yes, we've all got jobs, but they've got either adult children they're concerned about, they're super. I walked into Merle's ward, actually, into the TV room, and there were two of the cleaning staff mesmerised by the American stock market, looking at it going south, and you sort of started talking to them. And, you know, I made a few phone calls and some emails about that wellness, you know, which we've got now, and it's been really good, I think, just impacting that it has such a big impact, not just on health and patients' health, but, you know, ramifications for years to come. But I think it's just, you know, it's a good team spirit. People have been really happy here. It's interesting. I was saying to Mel, it was funny when the feeling on the ward when they actually had a few empty beds, they were a bit concerned about it. First of all, it's a novelty, and then they are a little bit concerned about it. Is something going to happen? Plans at Williamstown? No, it's just a bit of a blip, and then we'll go back to our normal bed capacity, which they've done now.
I was going to say, it bounced back pretty quick,
Yeah, and then, you know, people have been just going on business as usual, putting every effort they can into it. So I think they've been great. They've been the community support as well, I think, has been great that we've seen here.
I think it was also like just thinking outside the box, like you've got these parameters that you have to work around, and how can we then still deliver best care with patients that may be in their final days, and making sure visitors still come in and able to see them and things like that, which is it was good to see people thinking outside how we can continue caring for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've kind of mentioned a little bit of this, but I guess, and I'll throw to you, Frank, about some of the positives that you've seen. I mean, obviously you described earlier about the positive being on the ward and part of the team, but have there been any of those that you've seen and noticed that have come out of, the changes that we've had to make because of this?
Yeah, look, obviously being on the ward has allowed me to grow closer to all the staff on the ward. We talk to each other a lot more than we used to. Being on the ward solely and because of our segregation and picking up doing new jobs has allowed me to probably pick up some new skills as well.
Yeah.
So
it's probably brought a bit of variety as well to the role, I guess.
A big variety of the role. You know, some of the we've obviously have to keep up to date with, you know, gowning up and all the things if I've got to go to things like ED or something like that. But having to look after impressed shelves on the ward, learning exactly what's on there has made me quicker at my job, actually.
Yeah. There you go. Speed as well.
The whole experience has probably broadened what I can do and broadened my knowledge of the job in general, probably unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have expected that to happen from this. So, the general camaraderie on the ward and learning new things and being more involved in patient care has been quite interesting and eye-opening.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we mentioned it earlier around that sort of the anxiety of staff, and probably that translates to families as well and partners and loved ones. So how have you managed to kind of have those conversations on the home front that means that, you know, people aren't overly anxious that you're coming to work, or still are but can tolerate that? And how have you managed that? Because a few people have kind of said that's been a real challenge for them in terms of that conflict, shall we say, coming to work in a place where you might be more at risk of catching this disease. So.
Well, Brendan already had plans that I was living in the front of the house if we ever had a positive case at Willy. I was segregated on my own. But it's just keeping them informed. I know that with a lot of the relatives, there were a lot of angst to begin with, and I personally rang each relative on the ward at that time and all the visiting hours that were going to be changed, just to keep them updated with what was happening and informing them. And that helped them not have so much angst about what was potentially going to be happening.
Yeah, that's pretty positive, I guess. And I suppose they appreciate the fact you rang them and sort of told them what was going on, because the relatives have been greatly supportive, I would imagine, even though their visiting times have been cut significantly.
Yes.
Carol, how about yourself?
Yeah, I don't think my family. I had a few texts from my daughter, first of all, saying, oh, you're all right, should you be working? You and Dad are old, she said.
That's really positive.
Not that old. Yeah. But other than that's all right. One of my sons sent me a text going, oh, it's a great time to be working in health, meaning, yeah, you know, well, you're still employed. So, I guess.
I thought he'd been positive and saying, you know, you did a great job, Mum, well done.
Oh, no, he meant that too. I know what he meant. But. Yeah, no, I don't think they're worried. I think that they're quite realistic that, yeah, you know, it could be anywhere and, you know, you just don't know. You've just got to use the usual precautions and it's part of your job, really. So, yeah.
I suppose people don't realise that, do they? They forget that you deal with infectious patients all of the time.
Yes. Yeah.
As a nurse, care of people. And Frank, how about yourself? Bit of a different environment, being on the ward as much as you are, but.
Yeah, look, I've always, throughout my career, I've always been on the ward quite significantly. Yeah. Here at Williamstown, obviously, more than it used to be. With my partner at home, you know, it hasn't been as much of an issue.
Yeah.
You know, we went about our normal day just segregating more, you know, gowning up if I had to go into ED or if I had to do that, and making sure we're washing our hands more, washing our phone, wiping them as we go home and all that kind of stuff. So all that stuff was in place for us. So given that we were lucky that we didn't have any people in our hospital, so we probably wouldn't have had as much of the concern as maybe someone at another site as well.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So, yeah, we've been going for a little while now. Hopefully you're relaxing.
Yeah,
relaxing. It's a chance to say, you know, you've got the ear of the CEO. I give you a golden ticket. You each get one of them. So what's one thing that you go, if only we could change X, that'd be great, whatever X may be. And we'll start with Carol.
Well, I think the technology that we've taken up, I think we should continue with that for family meetings, et cetera, and have more involvement from families on the ward. You know, we could potentially use an iPad when we go around doing a ward round to do FaceTime with family members when we're talking with the patient as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing that would be really good to look at, because we've done a lot of work on discharge planning and trying to get, you know, patients home fast is a better environment for them, whether we could start looking at more flexible hours for the other people that we part, not just nurses, but allied health, like having a social worker in the evenings as an example, or on the weekend. I think that would be really beneficial, especially be more patient-centred and certainly more family-centred. Yeah. Okay.
Mel, you missed out. Carol took two tickets.
That's all right.
Whoops.
For me, it would be seeing our patients who are current inpatients at Williamstown who need to go to an outpatient appointment. It would be good to see some kind of telehealth that we could do in order to be able to facilitate that, as opposed to having to either delay those appointments.
So good news is we've got the telehealth platform set up. Yes. There's actually a grand round on Friday just gone promoting that. It's starting to roll out to a number of specialties, but probably not the ones that you'll be interested in for your patient group just yet.
Well, that's good.
But it's starting to be picked up significantly across health, so I think that one will come.
Oh, good.
Frank, how about yourself?
Like I said, although I was always around, since I've been on more, I've noticed the impact it's had on the ward work for myself and for patients and other staff, and it'll be great, I think, if we could maintain that kind of level as much as possible. Obviously it's difficult, but having us out there more I think would be great. Small interventions from us sometimes can have big outcomes for certain patients.
Yes.
And I've noticed that a couple of times, so it'd be great if that could be furthered.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Okay.
Mm.
I guess the power's in your court for that one, because you've changed to make it happen. So it's a question of what stops it staying that way.
As our workflow's changed, it kind of as the workforce changed with the pandemic, it kind of forced me to do it. And if it, you know, as we change back, will that mean I have to spend less time on, you know, if I'm here? I don't know. So if I can keep on this level of work, you know, ongoing, it would be much much more beneficial.
Because as you say, the ward hasn't really had a downturn in inpatient numbers. It's been pretty full pretty much throughout. So
it's had an upturn, if anything, at some stage,
working harder and still looking healthy. Always
apparently
great.
So.
Well, that's it. That's what was really challenging, is that you're seeing all these wards and potentially what's going to be happening at the bigger sites. And yes, you sort of, you are a part of it, but you're not directly a part of it.
Yes.
Which was challenging. And the donations that we were getting sort of felt a bit fraudulent receiving them.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about feeling fraudulent. I think, yeah, you're all doing a great job and the community generally want to support that and say thank you. And I guess it's brought that function and that thought process more to the community's mind than probably ever before. What the role that healthcare provides. So, you know, it's very humbling, I'm sure, for the amount of support we've all been getting, but certainly not fraudulent.
No, it was amazing.
So, you know, Carol's used her golden ticket. Frank has a little bit, which leaves you, Mel. So, you know, fast forward in time, we can time travel now. 6 months down the track, you know, business as usual has returned to a degree. We've got technology in place. When you look back, what's the one thing that you said, we have to absolutely keep that because it was so powerful as part of the pandemic, we want to sort of retain that thing, whatever it may be?
For me, it would be probably the Zoom meetings of a divisional size because I've never seen so many people in our divisional meetings attend via online. Because sometimes it's really hard to travel. Like if you're in charge and you have to leave a ward and then you're travelling over to Sunshine to attend a meeting.
Yeah.
But having everyone there and actually talking about our division and what we're doing, that was really, really good.
And I think that as Carol said, the technology piece really has been quite liberating and relatively painless to do, which is unusual in health because we usually take a long time to do anything.
Well, that's it. Because we've had the iPads for a while now and then to get almost overnight FaceTime on there, like for our patients, has been fantastic, like so quickly.
And I think that's one of the things that's been apparent from talking to folk is that, you know, health generally is a bureaucracy. It takes forever to do anything. And then all of a sudden we threw all that out the window and done things really quickly. We've changed roles, as you were saying, Frank, and picked up new skills and took things on. And, you know, as Carol is saying, you know, we're using technology very differently. So I guess we can do it if we really put our minds to it. It's a question of that drive to do it. But never mind, I'm sure we'll get there. But I think the technology is one thing we'll certainly keep because it'll get embedded. And I don't think the public will want to give it up anyway. And I guess particularly for the age of the patients that you're talking about, being able to have interstate relatives visit over an iPad will probably be hugely powerful.
Well, it is, even when they've got some behavioural issues, you're trying to settle them because they're agitated or restless. Yeah. Just being able to call someone and they can see them really makes a difference.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, as much as it's an organisation thing, the power's also back with you guys and your colleagues to advocate to not stop using it because we've turned it on and it's there and it doesn't hurt anything. So actually to sort of say, oh, we'll walk away from that now probably isn't seem very clever.
Yeah.
Okay. We're sort of, you know, careering towards the end of the chat. Hasn't been that painless, has it?
No, it's been okay.
You can relax. So is there any sort of thoughts or things that you know, you came with a prepared script to get off your chest that you haven't got, or any points that you want to make, you know, to your colleagues or other colleagues across Western that might be listening?
I just want to say a big thank you to all our colleagues that have been changing with their roles and workplaces. Like we have been business as usual, but it would be quite hard. And I remember being in the courtyard because we're not sort of trying to all sit close together having our meal breaks.
Yeah.
And there were three nurses from theatre here who said, if you need nurses, let us know. We'll come and work in your ward. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Gem ward? And they're like, yeah, we'll come. You know, it was just seeing the camaraderie amongst the whole organisation and supporting each other has been amazing.
Yeah. Good. Carol?
Well, I think just the community support. I mean, everything's been fantastic. Mm. And I think the fact that people were really overwhelmed by that, by those thoughts that really, you know, because I think sometimes they feel like, you know, it's criticism or, you know, there's sometimes things going wrong and that's the only time things are really looked at. But the fact that people really appreciate everything, I think it's been really, really great and people have really appreciated that.
Yeah, cool. Frank?
Just to echo what Carolyn and Mel said, you know, thanks everyone, you know, for working extra close together. You know, we really didn't know what was happening at the start of this and, you know, as we got on and on, we had to just kind of make do and we got the extra communication. We know now we're working this way, we're working that way and we all kind of just bound together and helped each other. So thanks a lot for that. You know, it all worked. It's all working out because everyone's working together
Yeah. And as you say, I think as Mel said, that's really shone through is that kind of camaraderie and spirit of Western Health staff that have kind of rolled their sleeves up and done very different things, but actually haven't complained. They've done it because there's a need to do it. And I guess the challenge going forward is how do we capture those positives and not lose them when, you know, whatever business as usual post-COVID gets to be and when it gets to be, we keep that sort of, you know, resilience and things we've built up going forward. So, okay. Well, if there's nothing further, I shall say a huge thank you for your time. Thank you for giving it up and being brave and coming into the room, so to speak.
Thank you.
It's much appreciated. So on behalf of the organisation, thank you for all the great work you've been doing, and certainly you're not forgotten down at Williamstown. It's a great site to have, and as Carol said, it's kind of a bit of a secret jewel in the crown, really. We do a lot of work through here generally, and the teams get on and do. So a huge thank you from me, and well done. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the COVID Catch-Ups, and please feel free to share any of these episodes with any of your colleagues who you think might be interested.